Hello, my name is JC Dean. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to cover the topic of how to push yourself in the gym to keep making progress. But before we get into today's topic, I want to let you know about my premium fitness community called The Results Crew. In this community, you get access to training programs, nutritional advice, training and nutrition calculators, and exclusive material to help you reach your fitness goals, regardless of whether you want to lose fat, build muscle, get stronger, or maybe you simply want to be more consistent with your training and nutrition habits. But it's not just about the content or the material. You actually get access to myself and a colleague of mine who has over a decade of experience with training and nutrition as well. We'll be there to answer questions, we'll give you advice, feedback, and we'll hold you accountable. But it's not just us. We have a very tight group of people who check in every single day in the community. They support each other and push each other to do their very best. So if you want to learn more, you can check it out by going to jcdfitness.com/TRC. That is TRC as in The Results Crew. jcdfitness.com/TRC. And you can learn more there. All right, so let's talk about how to push yourself in the gym and make the most progress possible. The first thing we've got to discuss is the only way you're going to make progress, meaning getting stronger, building more muscle, losing body fat, you have to have a set plan in place. This means you need to have a program, something that you're doing on a consistent basis. It's written down, you know exactly what you're doing when you get into the gym, and it's something that you can follow regularly. A huge mistake people make is thinking that they can just wing it when they get into the gym. And all that really matters, they think, is you just go to the gym and you work out, make sure you do that 3 or 4 days a week, and you'll make progress. And while that is true to an extent for someone who is brand new to training or brand new to exercise, they can kind of do whatever they want, at least for a period of time. But if you're listening to this, I would assume that you are serious about making progress and you've probably been training for longer than a few months and you want to get the best results possible. So part of pushing yourself to get the results you want is having a set plan and following a program. And a program, to make it really easy, is you're going to be utilizing some type of rep scheme, some type of pattern when you go to the gym. So maybe you're training your full body 3 or 4 days a week. Maybe you're following an upper lower split where you train your full body twice during the week. You might be following some type of body part split where you train each body part every 5 or 6 days. It doesn't matter too much as long as you're following a program and there is a built-in progression model. What that means is, let's say today you do a set of squats, you do 3 sets of 10, and you go in and you're going to work at 100 pounds on the squat for 3 sets of 10. And let's say today, first set you did 10 reps, the second set you did 9 reps, and then the third set you did 8 reps. Well, we really want you at 3 sets of 10 for all sets with 100 pounds. So the next time you do squats, you're going to know, because you kept a logbook, that, hey, in my program, last time I did a set of 10, a set of 9, a set of 8. So today, I'm going to try to get a set of 10 for all 3 sets. And let's say you do that. Based on your program, you know that you hit 3 sets of 10. You've done it with 100 pounds for all sets. Now it's time to add some weight. So what you would do is you would add the smallest increment possible, usually 5 pounds. And then on your next session, you would try to get 3 sets of 10 again. You're not going to, most likely, because you're increasing the resistance. But you'll know, based on your program, how much you did, how much you want to do. And then every week or every other session, when you go and look at your records, you can see how much you did and how much you need to improve. That's the first thing. You always want to make sure you're following a plan. The next thing we need to talk about is rest periods and how they work into your plan. Some people think that rest periods are very necessary, and other people think that they're not. And there's usually two types of people. There are some people who rest very little in between sets, and they feel like if they rest even just for a minute, that they aren't going to make as much progress. And then there are some people that rest way too much, when in fact they should be resting about 2 to 3 minutes. They may rest 5 or 6 minutes in between sets. And that's not because they're trying for maximal strength, it's just because they're distracted and they're not really paying attention. So when it comes to rest periods, within dedicated programs that I have written for my clients or I've written for the Results Crew community, the rest periods are pretty static. And for the heavier movements, for the compound movements, we typically recommend somewhere between 2 and 3 minutes rest between each set. And the reason for that is because you want to be able to recover most of your strength when you're doing these 3 to 4 heavy sets. And if you rest longer than 2 or 3 minutes, it's typically okay, and you're going to recover just a little bit more. But if you rest less than 2 or 3 minutes, you're probably not going to be at your maximum ability to push yourself in that particular set. Now, it's not the end of the world, but it's important to stick to these rest periods so when you go back and look at your progress in the week before, you know how much you did. So let's say this week you were doing a set of bench press and it was pretty heavy. You were working in the 5 to 8 rep range and the program called to rest for 2 minutes, but you decided to rest for 5 minutes in between sets. So you did 3 sets and you rest 5 minutes in between. Now you're going to be pretty strong on the second and third set because you rested so much. Now let's say this next week you look back at your logbook and you see how much you did previously, but you are on a time crunch. So instead of sitting there and flipping through your phone or talking to people in between your long rest periods, you're like, okay, I've only got 2 minutes of rest periods. I got to make sure I stick to this because I've got to be somewhere and I can't spend too much time in the gym. You do your first set, feels pretty normal comparative to what you did before. But now you do your second set and you realize that the weight you used previously feels much heavier than it does today. And that's because you didn't rest as long. And this is why it's really important. If you want to make consistent, steady progress, you need to keep all of the variables as consistent as possible. You don't want to change anything. You don't want to have any surprises. You want to keep things as consistent as you can so when you're making progress, you have good records to choose from and you can see what's going on based on your logbook. So when it comes to rest periods for people that are taking way too long in between sets, usually what's happening is they're getting distracted in some way. In the gym these days, most everyone is using their phone in between sets. You know, you can feel however you want about that. I don't care too much. But one thing I notice is that after a set, instead of someone opening up their cell phone to log their workout and then set a timer, they're most likely going to Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook or email, and they're getting distracted. And what should be a 1 to 2 minute rest period turns into 4 to 5 minutes of scrolling and getting distracted and then realizing, oh, I've got another set that I need to do. So what I typically tell people to do is put your cell phone on airplane mode, remove distractions, remove notifications, and treat the time in the gym as sacred. You know, this is your time to get stronger. This is your time to improve. And it can also serve you as a time to get the hell away from social media, all the other stuff that bogs us down all day. So if you decide to do this, I think there are some apps that are really great for logging your training. Personally, right now, I'm using the Strong app. I'm using the free version and it works really great. I really like it, and you can turn your phone on airplane mode. It still works. You can still log everything perfectly. It has a timer in there. So you really have no excuse, in my opinion, to not be sticking to your rest periods and actually getting the most out of your training and still being able to use your phone while you're tracking progress. Next thing I want to say about pushing yourself in the gym is if you are wanting to increase the intensity and you've already done your compound movement, heavier work at the beginning of your training, one method I use a lot in the programs that I write for my clients and for the community and the Results Crew, I utilize supersets. So briefly, a superset is 2 movements back to back, and you perform them for however many sets you want to do, and you do it with very little rest in between sets. Here's a really simple example. Let's say I want you doing push-ups for 3 sets of 8 to 10, and then I want you doing bent over dumbbell rows for 3 sets of 8 to 10. So you'll start with the push-ups, you'll do those, and then immediately you stand up, you grab the dumbbells, and you go into the rows. And then once you're done with your rows, you go back into the push-ups. And you'll do that alternating the sets until you're done with all 3 sets. And this is a superset, and as you can imagine, if you've never done this type of set before, you've never done this type of intensity, you probably are going to underestimate how hard it is. And once you do it, you'll realize just some simple push-ups and bent over dumbbell rows can actually get really hard when you are working on very little rest. So it's another great way to push the intensity. You're not going to gain a lot of strength by doing this. You can gain a good amount of muscle utilizing this type of training, but tracking your progress is still the same. You should still aim to improve weight and reps when you can. You should still keep good records, and you should just make sure that you're trying to progress on it as you would any other movement. You're probably not going to make as much progress as fast if you were to have 2 or 3 minute rest periods, but it's a little bit different type of training. But that's one way that you can increase the intensity and push yourself without needing to go super heavy with the weights or using a movement that is typically easy, such as push-ups. Push-ups are usually pretty easy for a lot of people. Not everyone, of course, but bodyweight movements, if they're really easy for you, you can make them harder by utilizing them with supersets. And then this leads me to the last thing, and this covers everything that I've already talked about, and it kind of wraps it up. If you're not keeping a log, if you're not keeping a training journal of some sort, and you're not following a program, you're not going to get the best results possible. And the reason for that is because the body is going to adapt to the training that you give it. And your body has to learn the movements. Your ability to do certain exercises all comes down to the nervous system and how you learn how to do the movements. For instance, a squat and a leg press are very similar in what you're doing in terms of the muscles you're working, but the squat is a little bit different because it requires balance. It requires a little more in terms of stabilizer muscles. You have a bar on your back, so you have to make sure that that feels comfortable and that's in a good position. And then you have to focus on your form. And that movement, while it still works similar muscles, is quite a bit different than the leg press. The leg press doesn't require as much thought. It doesn't require balance. It doesn't require you to think as much. So the nervous system has to learn those movements. And if you're not doing a similar movement on a consistent basis, then you're never gonna really be able to track that progress over time. You could do a squat this week and log your progress and then do a leg press, but the leg press is not going to be the same in terms of load and also the angle as well. The angle is gonna be different. The how you perform the movement is gonna be different. So it's better to stick to regular movements, stick to a program, and try to improve on those movements over time to make sure that you're making progress. If you go into the gym and you just wing it and you just say, okay, well, yesterday I did chest, so today I'm gonna do back, and last week I did pull-ups, but this week I'm gonna do pull-downs and maybe some rows because that's just what I feel like doing. It's fine to get a sweat session in and just exercise for exercise's sake, but you're not going to make as much progress if you're not following a plan and sticking to that and trying to make progress on specific movements over time. So just to do a quick recap, make sure that you have a set plan in place. You need to know exactly what to do. Follow a program, make sure that you keep it sacred, you go every single week and you don't miss a day. Always look back at what you did the week previous so you can make adjustments and make improvements over time. Then you wanna make sure that you stick to your rest periods. Don't get stuck in your phone looking at Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook. Don't get stuck in the endless scrolling because you're trying to kill some time during your rest periods. To help you with that, remove the distractions by putting your phone on airplane mode. Get rid of the whole distraction of looking at all of your notifications for that hour that you're in the gym. If you want to make your workouts harder and you want it to be more intense in a shorter time period, you can use supersets. And then overall, the main thing that you should be doing is trying to improve over time. And the only way that you can do that is by following a really good program, making sure that you don't miss sessions, and making sure that you look back at your records so you know what to improve on and how to get better over time. That's it for the show today. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I would love a rating and review. It helps me by seeing how I'm doing, and you can also leave me some feedback in terms of what you would like to hear in future episodes. If you want to reach out to me, my website is jcdfitness.com. You can go to the contact page. You can send me a message from there. If you are interested in learning how you can get into better shape on a consistent basis, check out my premium community, the Results Crew. That is jcdfitness.com/trc. That will take you to the page where you can learn everything you want to know. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me on my website, or you can go to Instagram or Twitter or wherever I'm at and find me there. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next time.